what it was, my first love is magic. You know, it's card magic. And card magic is very limited. It's more of an intimate type of group show. It's very for small people, because you can't do a card trick in front of a rock audience or anything like that. It's kind of tough to see a deck of cards. So my interpretation of rather what most magicians do is they go into illusion, something bigger and theatrical. And this was my interpretation of going the next level in magic, was my science stage show that I did. And it's the love of all things, all my hobbies, everything combined is what that show is basically. So it has my love of science, there's magic in it, but that's, I'm kind of glossing that over. I'm not saying it's magic directly, I'm saying it's more of science, because the meteorite that gives me special powers. But, yeah, it's like, so I'm going off on all my things. I love, you know, meteorites. I love all the electronics. I've built a lot of the tricks and the effects that I use, I built myself. And so it encompasses everything, you know. And I think I learned more building one of the props that I used during my show than the 4 years I went to college and left for electronic engineering. It was always just a thing of wonder to me, especially going into Radio Shack back then when I was a kid, or Lafayette, which is another a popular radio electronics store that's no longer around. But I would buy these modules and just love, you know, building kits from schematics and stuff like that. And designing, you know, household kind of things that I could build around the house and stuff. And that was nice. It was just, it was inventive and it was learning, and it just fascinated me more than any other thing happening. But I can't put a reason why electronics is fascinating me so much. Because every, you know, I rip things apart, like mechanical as well. I like mechanical kind of stuff, but electronics is definitely, I dig that a lot more.